There are many reasons why the request in our proposal, item 15, asks for directors and director nominees to provide their political and charitable donation information for Amazon's voting shareholders. It's so investors can cast more fully informed ballots. Amazon claims it prioritizes a diversity of perspectives for its directors, pointing out race and gender as two such points of diversity. I did not know that the color of one's skin was a perspective. Nor did I know that the chromosomes and genitalia that one possesses determine another monolithic perspective. What I have discovered, however, is that whatever immutable characteristics an Amazon board member possesses, almost all of them end up being far-left political donors. Of the 13 directors listed on Amazon's website, only one board member has given mostly to Republicans, but not many of them. Many of the rest of the Amazon directors are massive Democrat donors, and those that don't spend as much still donate to only Democrats. Jeff Bezos has given to a few Republicans, but we know Mr. Climate Pledge Arena is woke at heart. These leftist ideologues control Amazon's Nominating and Governance Committee and its Leadership Development Committee. That means there is zero ideological diversity that informs the addition of new board members and the addition of new executive leadership for Amazon. That's why the company's censorship is almost entirely against conservatives and why it gives to corrupt organizations like Black Lives Matter Global Network Foundation as just two examples of biased management. According to Pew Research, 44% of U.S. adults believe big tech favors liberals, while only 15% believe the opposite. Like it has with Bud Light and Disney, insular management and governance will catch up with you one day. Please vote for item 15.